Thank you for calling customer support. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am. This is William Carvajal. I'm calling from Mapleton, Georgia. I would like to speak to Mr. T.J. Jackson, one of the customer service attendants that took my call about 2 weeks ago. It might be in the system. After I explained the issue, he informed me about resending me the product, but after 2 weeks, I have not received anything. He said something like 3 or 4 days.
Okay, let me see if I can get it pulled up for you. Give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. And what's your zip code?
30126.
All right, first and last name.
First name is William. Last name is C as in Cat, A R V as in Victor, A J A L Carvajal.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
Yeah, 5690 Glendore Drive, Southeast. The city is Mapleton, State, Georgia, and the zip code 30126.
Thank you. Okay. So I have an account pulled up here for a Per smartwatch and Per mini pods. It looks like here it said that you were trying to get a charger reshipped. Is that correct?
Something like that, because ever since I got it about a month ago, it was a present from my granddaughter, and she had not been able to use it because we finally were able to get it charged by connecting it to the Cube, iPhone, and things like that, but there is no way to update the watch about the date, year, and time, and we don't know how to use the other features that it has because we don't have the manual or any written instructions or anything, and we don't know if the watch will work anyway.
Yes. Yeah, so did you ever receive a charger?
No. I had tried about 3-4 times by phone. The two previous opportunities, the lady that took the call did not really solve the problem. In fact, one of them hand got on me in a kind of impolite manner. And then when I tried for the third time, Mr. Jackson, if I remember well his name, and he said that his name was T.J. Jackson or T.G. Jackson, something like that.
Okay.
He listened to me. He looked for the information in the system, spoke to somebody, kept me waiting twice, and came back to the phone and said, okay, we are going to solve the issue by sending you something and this and that in 4 days. So that was more than 2 weeks ago, and I have not received anything.
Oh, yeah, because it looks like here it says, yeah, he offered a reship, and he actually reshipped it out for you. I don't know why, for some reason, you didn't receive it. So,
I wanted to know the delivery organization used, because sometimes, you know, nowadays, if it is UPS or Amazon, when they deliver, they drop it on the floor and they leave the area. But there are other guys watching and after them collecting whatever they drop in front of somebody's house, you know. So I don't know if that's what they did or if they put it in the mailbox by using the U.S. mail service, you know, the regular service. I don't know.
Yeah, so yeah, it looks like he did reship it for you. So what I'm going to do is get this information sent to that department to see what happened. Did it, you know, because he reshipped it to you. We don't know why you didn't get it. So give me 1 second. Just let me get that everything sent over for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dice que lo mandaron, pero... Pero sí está raro.
Voy a ver el correo otra vez.
Pero si lo botaron por Amazon.
All right, so what I do is I got that sent over to the department that is supposed to have it shipped out to you. So I would say you can give us a call, but maybe in a couple hours to see if they responded to why, either if it was or was not shipped, you know, or why you didn't get it. And we'll just have to go from there because it shows that he did ship it out to you. That was on May the 12th. So you should have received it by now.
Yeah, exactly. Is there any way to know the organization used for the delivery or any tracking number or something like that?
Yeah, no, they don't have. Yeah, that's what I did. The department that does that, they would have that information. So you'll just have to call back in to see, you know, if they can provide a tracking number, if it was shipped, and they should be able to give that to you.
Okay, so am I going to expect a phone call or
No, just give us a call back. We have your number, but just give us a call back and see if they've looked into it for you.
So how long? 2 hours from now?
Yeah, that'll be fine. That'll give us time to get everything situated.
So I simply will call again, and whoever takes the call, I will tell them that I had this earlier phone call, and I was looking for the answer from the shipping department.
That is correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any way to get in touch with Mr. Jackson?
No, you don't. It's, no, whenever you call in, just say you're calling in to see if there's been any information received on the charger that you were supposed to be shipped out because you never received anything. You want to know if you can get a tracking number. Or anything like that, and they'll handle it for you.
Okay, I will do so. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're so welcome, sir. Sorry for the inconvenience. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.